Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Welcome on in, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. You guys on the phone line, so much to talk about today. The Phillies win again out in Los Angeles as they've all now but wrapped up the number two seed. We're done with that. The Phillies are getting a bye in the first round. We'll touch on the Phils as the show goes along. Elliot will join us coming up at 11. Quarterback power rankings week two. Can't wait to see Hugh Douglas's list coming up later in the show. Good morning, Hugh. How are we doing?
Turn my mic.
There we go.
I mean,
good morning,
come on.
Joe. Good morning, Philly. Hey, you know what? I tried the new Reese cups with the jelly in them.
Oh,
they
how's
got
that?
The kind with the strawberry, and then they got the kind with the grape.
So is there is there chocolate still?
Well, it's the Reese cup, but they put jelly in it.
So it's chocolate, peanut butter, and jelly, basically.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. I mean, but nothing beats a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Like, if you're craving a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and you just happen to go there and get the Reese, it doesn't hit the same.
Is it grape or strawberry jam or
it's
jelly?
Both.
Ooh.
It's like you can either get the one with grape or you can get the one with strawberry.
Are you a grape guy or a strawberry guy?
I'm usually a strawberry guy, but I went old school. I tried the grape. It was okay.
Okay.
It was okay. It was just okay.
So, you know, half-hearted recommendation there from Hugh Douglas. All right, lots to get into today. But here, I want to start with something that has become, since Sunday, and predictably, the biggest conversation around the NFL this week, and that is the tush push, right? The rhetoric about the tush push and Dean Blandino's whining. Jordan Mailata yesterday, well, you hear what he had to say with the afternoon show about his feelings on it and how everyone was talking about it. You know, it's every talk show in America, every national show in America is out to get the tush push again. And it started with Blandino, it started with Brady on the game on Sunday. And by the way, that game on Sunday broke the record for the most viewers ever for a September or October NFL game. So tons of eyeballs on this game. And everyone's out to get the Philadelphia Eagles again. And Hugh, today I wake up proud. Like, I'm proud of this from our perspective. Everyone is mad again because they can't stop this play. Everyone is mad again because the Eagles have the most efficient play in pro football. And every time I hear one of these, whoever they are, whether it's Schefter or Blandino or any talk show host anywhere complaining about it, or coach or player complaining about it, I'm like, this is awesome. I am proud of this, that the Eagles have created this play that once again wasn't banned, is legal, nobody could stop. And they ran it seven times on Sunday, and they won a football game in Kansas City. I'm proud of this. I am proud that everyone out there continues to whine because they can't stop the tush push. Hugh, what's your feeling on all this? Like, do you have a sense of pride, or are you kind of annoyed that no one will stop complaining and moping about the tush push?
I'm annoyed that they won't stop talking about it, but I understand why. Because it was on full display Sunday when you talk about the fact that those plays – probably changed the outcome of the game. And listen to me when I say it, folks. It's like you kept drives alive. That game was tightly contested. The turnover for the Chiefs changed that game. They were going in to score. It's a good possibility that we might be having a whole different conversation this week if they go in for that score. So I see why people are complaining about it, because when you look at that game, especially the bettors, Joe, and I'm not against the tush push, but I'm also, I understand the logic behind people's frustration with it. You know, it wasn't banned. You know, we had a big thing in the offseason. You know, Jason Kelce came in there and gave a compelling argument why the tush push should stay, and everybody voted to keep the tush push. But Sunday, you kind of spit in everybody's face.
Good, especially in front of Goodell.
No.
An enemy of the tush push.
No,
good.
It was, you ran it seven times.
Yep.
In seven key moments where one would say that if the tush push wasn't in the game, you turn the ball over, you give Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs a chance not to go 0-3. You know what I mean? Mm. So that's how they're looking at it. Now, I'm all for finding a glitch in the matrix to exploit a cheat code or something like that, but I can see why people are upset about it.
Yeah, see, you know what? I understand your annoyance with the reaction, but I don't like that you're empathizing with the enemy. I don't care. And you mentioned
called,
the bettors.
It's called growth.
No, it's not growth. You're going backwards. In terms of empathizing with bettors that bet on the Chiefs or whatever, this is baked in. You got to know the Eagles run this play. It's part of their repertoire, and they should use it the entire season. They should use it every single time it comes to the point where they have a third or fourth and one, because they have created the best and most efficient short yardage play in the history of pro football. That's what they've created here. And whether or not it is aesthetically pleasing, I don't care. We did this in the entire offseason. Every time I hear Rich Eisen, or I hear, what was it, Mike Greenberg said the play's an abomination. Dude, shut up. Like, to me, it just makes me more proud of what the Eagles have created, and the fact that this is bothering everyone. Number one, did they not realize the vote went through? Like, this is legal. So what did you expect? They're going to run it. They have the offensive line to run it. They have the quarterback to run it. They have the pushers. They got it all. They're going to run it again. I'm not annoyed by it. I am proud that the Philadelphia Eagles have done this to the rest of the league and continue to do it to the rest of the league. 215-592-9494. And, Hugh, if people are annoyed now, they better get ready to be annoyed the entire season, because they're not going to stop doing it. We have all these enemies of the tush, but we have to shove it down their throat, starting with McVay this weekend. We get to go to Green Bay. Remember, Green Bay was the team and the franchise that was pushing the most to get rid of this. We get to go to Green Bay in November. We might see Green Bay again in January. Hugh, we're going to run this over and over and over this season, to the point where they probably are going to ban it after the year.
Yeah. Because I think people were sick of it this weekend. I can hear people groaning and moaning. Saying, oh, my God, I can't believe they're running that play.
Good,
you know?
Good.
It was a lot. It was, and I think the biggest argument that people are going to have is the fact that there was no strategy involved.
Well, there is strategy to the play.
Well, to the naked eye, I think people are going to feel like, you know, when you talk about you just lining up, and, you know, the quarterback's doing this, that, and the third.
Yeah.
Because most people don't understand it.
Well, to me, the strategy is the plays to get to third and one, right? Like, that you run an underneath route to get 8 yards because you know you've got that in your back pocket.
I feel like you feel that way because we're here in Philly. I think the reality is when people see it, it's a get-out-of-jail-free card. You know what I mean? I feel like that when people outside of Philadelphia see it, they look at it as a play where, okay, you couldn't get it done on first, second, third down, so you know you got this play in your back pocket that they can't stop.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that. So I see the frustration with it. I do.
Yeah, you know, I don't love this. I got this. It happened on Monday, but now we're on a Wednesday, and I'm still hearing Hugh empathize with the enemy. So there's a lot
of... Well, no, I just try to see it from both sides.
No, I see it from my side. That's the only side that I care about. 215-592-9494. All right, where do you come down on all this? It's been nonstop for 3 days. A tush-push rhetoric. Can we hear from Adam Schefter? Listen to this crap on Monday. Adam Schefter's supposed to know more than anyone about the league happenings. He didn't even get the right month in his rant here. Here's Schefter on Monday about Eagles-Chiefs this past weekend.
The biggest thing here to me is that this game was lost in March. This game was lost when the NFL owners refused to ban the tush push from happening. It wasn't lost yesterday. Yeah. It was lost in March. And there might be a lot of games that the Eagles play that are lost in March.
All right, so two things there. Number one, Adam Schefter, the vote came down in May. I mean, I know we all misspeak sometimes, but come on, you got to know that. The vote came down in May, not March. Second, the Chiefs threw an interception in their own in the red zone, in the Eagles' red zone. They were going in for a touchdown to take the lead. They threw an interception. Had nothing to do with tush push. Mm-hmm. The idea that the game was lost because of the tush push, the Chiefs turned the ball over in the red zone. See, that's why they lost the game.
And that's how we see it.
No, but that's the truth.
No, Joe, I'm not. See, you being defensive.
Well, because
I'm not arguing.
You know what? I'm not annoyed at the reaction. I'm annoyed at you.
I know you are. But here's the thing. And here's how people look at it. Because I'm trying to look at it from their perspective and understand why they're upset. It's because you're right. I'm watching that game. And as soon as that interception happened, I was like, that's the turning point of the game.
Of course.
But for other people, it's not. That's why you have to, sometimes you got to step back. And you have to look at the reaction that people have when certain things happen.
Mm-mm.
There was a, and this plays into the reason why people feel that they feel the way they feel. The Kansas City Chiefs sent out a cryptic tweet the other night, and they said something to the effect that they held the Eagles to their lowest point differential in 2 years or something like that.
Loser energy.
But their point in that tweet was that if they wouldn't have done that tush push, we probably could have won that game.
Sounds like loser talk.
Well, I'm not saying it's not. Yeah. I'm not saying it's not. Mm. But they're trying to build their case right now to ban the tush push.
Yeah, I know.
And then you got all these other cats that have played football that are going out of their way to talk negatively about a play that, you know, in the league, it's a copycat league. If you can do it, you try to do it.
I agree.
Most teams can't do it. So now, since you can't emulate it, you just want to get rid of it altogether.
Well, because they're babies about it. I'm proud of this. I'm proud that the Eagles have made the NFL. Like, the fact that everyone is pulling their hair out over play that we knew was legal the entire time this season is wild to me, and I'm proud of it. 215-592-9494. Run it again. Run it up. Run it. Do it to McVay. I can't believe the empathy for the enemy that I got here with Hugh Douglas. Difficult. Kyle, what are you feeling this morning? Are you more annoyed at the reaction or proud that the Eagles have created this that gets everyone losing their mind?
So it's me, you, and every other Eagles fan against the world and Hugh Douglas.
Yes, that's where we're at today.
Yep.
Us against the world and Hugh.
I kind of like it. I kind of like being the one team or the one fan base that everybody hates.
Yep.
You know, like this is our thing. And I mean, look, the best part about it is there's nothing anybody can do about it this year.
Nope.
Like this entire time. So it's going to be, you know, whether we're running it into the ground and it's gone next year, I don't care. But we made the list in the offseason of all the enemies of the tush push.
Yes.
And we're keeping track.
And today we add Hugh.
We're crossing names off the list. And Hugh Douglas will be crossed off eventually when we take him down.
You guys are ridiculous.
You've become a kind of de facto enemy of the tush push.
You guys,
because you're worried about what enemies are thinking.
I am not worried about what anybody's
thinking.
You're
either with us or you're against us. That's the bottom line.
I've heard that before.
You're with us or you're against us.
My job is to sit here and give you my perspective.
Yeah.
And I'm giving you my perspective on this.
I
never said I was against it, but I understand why people are upset with it.
What do the kids say? They say stay on that
stay
side.
On that
you
side.
Stay,
yeah,
on that
stay
side.
On that side.
215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. All right, coming up, you'll hear what Jordan Mailata said yesterday. He really was passionate thought from Jordan Mailata on all the reaction to tush push. You'll hear that next. He was on the afternoon show yesterday. And we'll rev it up again with that clown, Dean Blandino, what he had to say during the game on Sunday. 215-592-9494. What are you feeling? Annoyed or proud of all this pushback towards the tush push after the Eagles go an Arrowhead and win the game? It is a midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I am done with the tush push, guys. It's a hard play to officiate, like sure. We've been talking about. So they either ruled progress or that Hurts was down. Really hard to see what's happening with the football. We're inside two, so replay has looked at this, and they've determined that there was no fumble.
I don't give a shit.
Keep whining, buddy. Dean Blandino on Sunday, another enemy of the tush push. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Elliot's going to join us coming up at 11. We'll get to this and, of course, a lot on the offense, the passing game. What is going on and why can't they throw the football? Coming up later in the show, our top 10 quarterbacks after week 2 in the NFL. Hugh Douglas over there working through the numbers to try to find a way to spin. Excuse me.
I'm in my computer.
You're in spin zone over there. We'll get to it. That's coming up later in the show. And, of course, the Phillies, another win last night. Can we hear this? So this was awesome yesterday. So yesterday during the afternoon show, Jordan Mailata, a guest of Ike, Spike, and Fritz, talking about all this, the tush push, the reaction. Here is Jordan Mailata yesterday. This was great stuff.
So you guys ran it 7 times Sunday. 7 times. It's a lot of talk.
Light
on
work.
7 times. It's on a lot of talk on national TV the last 2 days about it. And it's not all favorable.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on how it seems like there's a growing pushback from the national media against the tush push.
Yeah. I understand it. I understand the outrage. What I don't understand is them using it as an excuse to why we won the game.
Right.
I think it's incredibly disrespectful to our defense and our special teams who balled out. You know, my brother's on defense and special teams who balled out that game, who had our backs when we weren't moving the ball or we weren't doing anything. You know, and so when I see those things and they fly across my timeline here and there, and I do my best to stay off social media, but you know, that kind of irks me a little bit. That pisses me off because we give so much to this game and to kind of base off a short yardage play that is a football play.
Yeah.
And say that we won the game off that. but not the not how our defense played, not how our special teams have played, putting us in those positions. You know, I think it's bull crap. Part of my French. Hey, let me press this dump button.
No, bull crap
is fine. Yeah, that's fine.
I was going to say a lot of other stuff, but I just think it's rubbish. It's absolute rubbish, man. It makes my blood boil just thinking about it.
Oh, I love that yesterday from Mailata. So he seems like he's annoyed at the people that are annoyed. I mean, unlike Hugh over here. Who's,
well, we're basically saying the same
no,
thing.
No, you're empathizing with them, and Mailata is annoyed that they're annoyed.
He just used more words than I decided to use.
Including bullcrap.
But we're saying the same thing. It's because people don't see what goes into that play. You know, they see it from their perspective. Like, a lot of people are probably mad because it messed up their parlay. Like, let's be honest.
I don't care.
No, but listen to what I'm saying. They're mad because for them, that's what the game boiled down to.
Sure, but they're stupid then because you know this is part of the Eagles' game plan. Like, if you left that game surprised, then you haven't been paying attention to the Eagles last 3 or 4 years.
I think it wasn't your surprise. It was how many times you had to do it before. Because for a lot of people, again, Joe, they don't see the strategy that's involved in that play. Yeah. They just don't see it. So now, what do we do when we see stuff we don't understand? We talk about it. We criticize it instead of trying to understand it. That's why I'm sitting here and I'm saying it the way that I said, because I know when they were running it, I said, this is going to be a problem. Because nobody understands that. You're playing at this point in that game, it was about possessions. And you saw that even Coach Reed started to play for the last possession. That's why he didn't want to turn the ball over. When they came out at the half and he went for it, he didn't want to get a ball back.
Because he knew it was going to be a shortened possession game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nick Sirianni knew the same thing. So that's where the strategy lies. But to people that were watching the game, they're saying, oh, man, they keep doing this. They don't want to throw the ball down the field. Jalen played. He didn't want to put the ball in harm's way. That was a tight game. Those were two really good defenses that played extremely well. That's the point that's missed in this game. And that's what Jordan's talking about. We're so used to seeing teams light it up every week. Like, you look at that both of those games Monday night. They're throwing the ball all over the place. Mm. And people see that and they're getting frustrated because that's the brand of football that sells. That what we saw this weekend, that's old school. That's back in, 1998, 2000. That's what that was. Nobody wants to see that.
So I understand that, and I don't care because I
know you don't.
Because for me, the Eagles have created something that has helped them win a lot of football games. And until it's illegal, they should keep running it. And if anyone's going to be annoyed about it, that's on them. Like, I think we all should be proud that the Eagles have this play and that they're not afraid to use it. Like, I've had my issues with Sirianni in the past. I like that Sirianni leans into this now. We got this thing, and it changes games. I'm going to keep using it. Chris in Middletown starts us off. What's up, Chris?
Morning, Matt.
Good morning, Chris. What are you feeling this morning?
Joe and Kyle, I see today that you're joined in studio by Hugh Costanza. just like when the water got high near him, when you guys were out on remote, we know Hugh will knock old ladies and in walkers and small children over because he feels scared. That this is defense riding that you're seeing today. This is scared Douglas that's trying to ride a fence here, Hugh. We're not going to let you get away with it. I'm proud of the brotherly shove. 100% proud. The NFL hates this play, and let's talk about why. Why does the NFL hate it? It's because it's not aesthetically pleasing, which affects the entertainment value, which also affects the style of play, Hugh, that you're referencing. That value is not as sellable of a product that helps the NFL make money.
Exactly.
Millions of dollars. The NFL is using their mouthpieces to be an echo chamber and
like
say
you.
This stuff. Because it's a psych-off on the viewers. They want to convince the viewers that it's wrong and it's dumb and it should be done away with. So when it happens, people will cheer it rather than be like, well, I don't really care. It was just some play Philly ran, all right? They constantly call it the tush-push, which we've all agreed that that's not what it's called. Tush-push is not an alpha-sounding name. Brotherly shove is. But even now, we're calling it the tush-push because they've convinced us to call it that, all right? So to all you sellouts out there, Adam Scheffler, Dean Bangino, Hugh Douglas,
Well, you got lumped together with Blandino. You don't ever want to be with Blandino.
Yes, Hugh, because you are. That's who you're allying yourself. And you know what? You could all climb back in your little clown car and go sell your corporate nonsense some other place, okay? I stand with Jordan Mulata, and we are taking names, Hugh. We're taking names. Hugh, stand up and finally be with the people. Be with Philadelphia, Hugh. Have a good day, man.
It's not that hard, Chris. We preached the phone call.
And he was officially on the list.
I know.
What do you mean? For speaking truth?
H-U-G-H. Douglas.
You couldn't
wait. Douglas.
You couldn't wait to use that
one. You have joined a camera on the list of Tush Push enemies.
No. Hey, man. These two defenses really, really stymied those offenses. Now, granted, part of that is because our offense looks a little stagnant. But we knew going into that game that Patrick Mahomes was going to pull out all the stops to try to win that game. And he did that for the most part.
Sure he did.
The one play, the play that if you ask anybody that's watched a lot of football, that was the game changer, was the interception.
Yes. Yes.
That was the absolute biggest play of the game.
That won the game.
But you have pundits on national TV that have watched a lot of football and know a lot of football are stuck on one aspect.
And that's why I'm proud, because we've twisted those people so far into a pretzel that they don't even know what the hell they're watching anymore.
I mean, look, I'm ready to shove this down everybody's throats.
Like, let's go.
I sound crazy. Well, you know, Hugh, I don't care today, man. We're shoving tushes and pushing tushes and shoving things down people's throats. So remember, I think it was Monday when I brought up and we got down to like the 3-yard line.
Yeah, you said maybe run it again and
next
again.
Next time we do that, run it three times.
Well, we got a big enemy in the Tush Push coming in with McVay on Sunday.
Run it three times.
Huge enemy. I mean, listen, I feel like this, though. This thing is gone, right, at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Let's ride this thing to the wheels fall.
So that, see, now
we're
finally.
It, shoving it down people's throats.
There we go. Finally, you're speaking
you
some sense.
I'm not subscribing.
Only
to
took 29
that.
Minutes.
I would have rode
sense.
Him no. until he told me no.
What I'm saying is this, because it's gone.
Yes.
And they're going to complain about it anyway.
So be proud of it instead of empathizing with the enemy.
Well, I'm annoyed. I'm still going to be annoyed.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say.
I'm annoyed at you.
Because, see, you know, this is my wheelhouse. Just like when people get mad at me when I say quesadillas.
Yeah, you do it more.
Or merlot.
Yeah, so there was somebody freaking out about your the parlette and comment.
Yeah, they always
freak out. What's the wine you like?
Merlot.
Merlot. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, because those are the grammar police.
Yes.
And I always tell them, if you're not teaching a proper English class, then don't try to tell me.
Yeah, I mean, grow up.
You know, those people, they grow up to be the tush-push, aesthetically pleasing football people.
Exactly. Now you get what I'm talking about.
One of Douglas's cronies.
One of your people. Let's go to Demond in Delco. What's up, Demond?
Good morning, fellas. Good morning.
Good morning, Demond. What's up?
Hey, man. Hugh? It's really testing me this morning. I don't know what's going on with it.
What did I do to you? What did I do
get
to
him.
You?
Hugh, listen, what? Man. You were a great Eagle. One of us, Hugh.
Was, yep.
And look how far he's fallen.
First of all, DeMond, what did I say? Wait a minute. Allow me to defend myself. What did I say to you, or what did I say this morning that has you in such a tizzy?
That you can understand or agree with something like that.
Well, stop understanding.
DeMond, I said I'm empathetic. I understand why they're upset because they don't understand.
Uh huh.
My job here is to teach, DeMond.
Oh, stop.
My job is to teach.
Listen. This, along with a couple weeks ago, I think you said you were still eating dinner with the Dallas dude. All this stuff, you man.
Dinner. I ain't eating dinner with nobody from Dallas. Well, yeah.
Man,
well,
you said now y'all are tired. I remember you said a conversation about you and another guy from Dallas are tired now, and now y'all cool.
Oh, you talking about Nate Newton. Like you talking about Nate Newton.
Yeah, he did say that.
We all remember.
DeMond, is Hugh a cowboy conspirator? Is that what's going on?
Listen, I don't know what's going on, but you making me really think, man.
Wait a minute, dog.
You really think long and hard, bro.
Is it? Hold up, DeMar.
Oh, he was also afraid of the Cowboys before the first game, talking about how good they were, all that crap.
Yep.
Wait a minute.
And I think it'd be Joe or Cal, but it's actually you. Like, this is crazy. It's you.
First of all.
The real hater on this show.
First of all, DeMar, is it Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield? Aren't they friends now? and he bit his ear off.
What does that have to do
with it? It's kind of the same thing. You grow up and you evolve and you change. Me and T.O. are cool now.
But you both, but that's different. You were teammates.
Yeah, but we both played in the NFL.
You should have been cool the whole time. You weren't. That was the problem.
It's called growth. I do hate Dallas. I took Dak off my top 10 quarterback list.
Yeah, you know what this is, DeMond? Hugh thinks he's evolving, and we appreciate the call. He's devolving.
I am evolving as a person.
Then if you were evolving, you'd be proud of all this rhetoric this week. Instead of annoyed because people are upset and being empathetic, if you're upset about the tush push, I don't care. I know most of people
that no one likes it, so we don't care.
Exactly. But also, everyone out there that's making a big stink about this, did you live under a rock the entire offseason? Did everyone think once it got through this year and it wasn't banned, the Eagles would do it less? Why would they do it less? And as we know right now, they can't throw the football, so they have to move the football and get first down somehow. They're going to run the tush push. I am proud that the Eagles have caused all of these people who are supposed to be, you know, like the leading voices around the NFL to lose their minds. Like, Dean, that was embarrassing by Dean Blandino. He gets paid a handsome amount to just give his opinion on if it's a foul or it's not. Like, I don't need the editorializing from Dean Blandino. I don't need his opinion on if he likes to play. And the fact that he gave it means he's having a tough time. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff. What's up?
I'm totally with you and Kyle on this. I'm not going to beat up on Hugh because he's going to get
beat up
the whole rest of the day.
Yeah, he's in store for a long day around here.
This whole aesthetically pleasing or not aesthetically pleasing argument didn't hold water on Sunday. Look at the ratings.
Yes. It's a great point. If it was that tough to watch, 33 million people would have tuned out.
Push puts butts in seats and into the end zone.
That logic does not fly.
Excuse me?
No. Dude, it's not like the Eagles just came up with this play on Saturday afternoon and decided to run it all day Sunday. I don't get it. There's always something for them to complain about, and the game was not won or lost on the tush push. The setup was so, you know.
I don't care, but I agree to the point. It's not aesthetically pleasing, but Jeff, I actually think it's a compelling play. Like if you're watching TV and you're a regular NFL fan, not from Philadelphia, not from Kansas City, and it's the biggest game, right? You're watching it when the Eagles line up for it, like. I'd be compelled, like, can they stop it, right? Could anyone stop it? I think it's actually brings eyeballs more than it draws people away. I just, the whole argument makes no sense.
I'm listening.
Mm-hmm, that's exactly right. Jeff, we appreciate it.
How many times have we been around people that swear they're football fans, but when they start watching, they don't have a clue about what they're watching?
Well, there's different kinds of
you Ryan Clarking people.
No, what I'm saying is this. No, what I'm saying is this, is that the majority of the eyeballs that were on this game were watching because of the matchup from the Super Bowl.
Sure. Right? I think in any big game, there's a lot of casual fans that tune in.
And you probably had a whole lot of people that were watching the game, and no disrespect to them, but we've been around people that will ask you questions about the game, swear down their fans, but then I ask you a question, you kind of look at them like, are you really a fan?
Casual fans, yeah.
They were watching that play, and they weren't understanding what was going on.
But if they've watched the Eagles at all the last couple years, they know the play by now.
I'm pretty sure they've heard of it,
yeah,
but they haven't seen it to that number.
Well, probably not. You seven was
saying?
A lot. Yeah.
So that's where you got people like – To be honest, to see so many people have a problem with the tush push, for it to be some of the lead stories on a Monday, that was telling to me. And that's why I stepped back to look at, and I'm like, oh, okay. And then I started saying, okay, I see why they're upset, because it was too much. They wanted to see a knockdown drag. They wanted, what was the fight this weekend? Canelo and the one cat. They wanted to see that. They wanted to see a bloodbath. They wanted to see somebody out there hooking, and they didn't see that. That's why people are upset.
So I can look, your point on more people watching it, casual fans, what they think, I get what you're saying there. I don't care what they think, and I also don't care what any of these talk show hosts out there, national talk show hosts, have to say about this, because they're living under a rock, and if they think that's why the reason the Eagles won the football game, they didn't watch the game, or they don't understand the game. Jordan Mailata laid it out yesterday, the defense, Makuba, the play, the Devontae catch, like those won the game. Now, does the tush push an advantage Eagles have? Absolutely. But the idea, like the idea that they're crying just makes me proud. Like they have, the Eagles have the league and all these fans in a tizzy. It is wonderful. And the annoyance, and the only annoyance I have is that Hugh's empathizing with the enemy. Will in the Northeast is up. What's up, Will?
Will.
Spring team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up, buddy?
Man, you know what? You know what the problem is with the tush push, man. The NFL is more entertainment instead of physical. That's the problem. These guys are not used to the physicality of that tush push because, like you said, Hugh and everybody else, you know, they used to a shootout. A straight game where it's a nail biter, right? But the whole thing is we do what it takes to win, and that's what counts, right? And the tush push is a part of that, a part of our game plan. And if you can't beat them, join them. But I guess you can't join them because you're not ready for that type of physicality of sport. You know, my thing too is, I think one of the main things when I said the biggest loss that we had at the end of the season was our offensive coordinator, right? And I've been saying this, and I've been saying it. And now people are starting to actually see what I've been saw. And I think hopefully we can fix it if they open up the playbook more. If they, you know, activate all the players, man. You got players sitting there not playing them. You put them in for a few plays. You got to play all these players. These is too many weapons we have. And I'm just hoping that they dig deep into this playbook, start running some different formations because you know what? Sunday, we're going to have a battle on our hands. They want revenge, too.
Of course they do. And they're off to a 2-0 start. And they have the Rams are for real. Like, we got a challenge on today. Will, you're right. We're going to get into the coordinator stuff. Something Petullo said yesterday. And if it's too early to be worried, it's not, by the way, about Kevin Petullo. We'll get to it. There's a lot going on with the Eagles offense that is not great. One thing that is great is the tush push. And I'm proud the Eagles have this play that they can run when they need to and use it as much as they want. And then it throws everyone, like, people you would think are smart are losing their minds over a play that is legal. Shut up. 215-592-9494. What are you feeling on all the conversation on the tush push? Annoyed that people are upset or empathizing, I guess, like Hugh Douglas? Or are you proud the Eagles have this play and they could use it as much as they want this season? We'll take all your phone calls on this push, and we'll get to another outstanding Phillies win last night as they score a lot late on the Dodgers bullpen. Some unsung heroes. The Phillies are, I mean, at this point, they're the number two seed, at least. We'll talk about it. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Everybody knows my favorite whiskey is Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, especially the new Jack Daniel's Blackberry. Well, join me this Saturday for the Jack Daniel's tasting and bottle signing at the Fine Wine and Good Spirits in Lansdale in the Ralph's Corner Shopping Center. From 2 to 4, sample the Jack Daniel's Blackberry Favor, my go-to cocktail. Even though I don't drink cocktails, I usually drink like straight liquor, and I keep saying that, but I keep putting that on there. And for 4 to 6, I'll be signing Jack Daniel's bottles for those who purchase, taking pics and talking birds. Go to 94WIP.com for more info. Celebrate responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a drive down the right field line. It's hooking to the corner. And it's going to be gone. It just clears over the short wall in the right field corner. And Rafael Marchand has his moment. A three-run home run here in the top of the ninth inning. His second home run of the season. And the Phillies lead it 9-6.
How about this Phillies team? On the road in
LA. That was pretty impressive after the night they had.
The hangover game?
Yeah.
And not just that, if you stayed up last night, if you were one of those who stayed up, you got to see Shohei Ohtani shut the Phillies down for five innings, five no-hit innings. It's like, all right.
That was the first time pitching, wasn't it?
He's pitched. It was his 12th start. But
okay, 12, okay.
Early in this, when he first came back, he was pitching like an inning or two. It was like an opener. But now they've stretched him out to where, you know, he's starting for real.
Okay.
But he shut him down. And it's like, all right, I guess, you know, tonight's not their night. They're hungover, and they won the division last night, whatever. But Hugh, they showed fight again, and look, the division is clinched. They were in great shape no matter what happened last night for this number two seed. But they really put the clamps down last night on the Dodgers. So they now win the season series over the Dodgers. So if they end up tied, they will get the tiebreaker and be the number two seed. And they're also now, I mean, they're six games in terms of the loss column clear of L.A. with 10 games to go. Guys, this is over. They are at worst the number two seed. And now I kind of have my eyes on that number one overall seed. They're still the two games back of Milwaukee, but you know, all they do is win now for about, you know, 2.5 full weeks. This is just dominance.
I feel like they're locked in, and that's good because this is the time of year you need it. And I'm especially impressed with the fact that they came out and played the way that they did after the night that they had. You know, you kind of worry about stuff like that, you know, having time went on, being able to go out there and perform at your job. So they went out there and they got it done.
Yeah, it's two straight nights. They win in L.A. against the Dodgers, a team that's likely to be their first-round playoff opponent. So we get the tiebreaker. Their Phillies are now 30 games over 500, 91-61 on the season, 10 games to go. And, yeah, I've already kind of penciled in at least the number two seed. The question is, can they catch Milwaukee, who's 92-59? Now, Milwaukee has the tiebreaker over us, so we got to jump them. Two games back in the loss column, but the Phillies, it's all systems go. I mean, what a night to come back. And it was Kepler. It was Marsh off a lefty last night. It was Marchand in the ninth inning. They got something special going on right now. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to Bill, who's got a thought on the tush push and all the rhetoric around it. What's up, Bill?
Bill.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
I want to start out by saying I'm old school. I've been following all the Philadelphia teams for at least 70 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was never allowed. I didn't play pro ball or even semi-pro, but as a kid, you weren't allowed to do any of that. I would never have been a fan of the tush-push. And my feeling is if they're going to use it, and I don't know why they got away from the name the Brotherly Shove. That's more descriptive since we developed it, you know. And one other rule I never liked is just waving the ball over the pylon as a touchdown. When I played as a kid, you had to touch the ball in the end zone physically, at least, or part of your body in the end zone. And that's, you know, that's just my opinion. I know everybody else has their own. But
when was that?
I'm not a fan of that. And with the tush push, you know, they're using that on running plays now too. You know, if you don't tackle the ball runner low, mm-hmm. and he's upright, five or six linemen are pushing 5 or 6 or 7 more yards downfield. You know, and I think if you go low on them while they're pushing them high, you probably get penalized for, you know, hitting them high and low.
Could be. So you want the play banned. Yeah. I mean, Bill, you're probably going to have your way after the season. I mean, they got 22 votes last May, and they're going to need 24, and they're probably going to get it.
Well, look at it this way. You know, I don't like it, but I can live with it. I mean, they've been doing it and doing it successfully. But if they get rid of it, I'm not going to cry over that either. I mean, everybody's upset. They're going to get rid of it. Get rid of it. One way or the other, it don't matter.
Well, see, I think – yeah, go ahead, Bill. Go ahead.
Yeah, and one other thing I want to say, too, like in one of the rules, like in baseball, just happened the other night, the first game of the Dodgers series. Duran came in the ninth inning and gave up the tying run.
Mm-hmm.
He got the win. You shouldn't get the win if you give up the tying run or lead run.
Well, Robertson, but who gets the win?
Well, Robertson came in and he saved the game. I mean, he got out of a bases loaded jam of his own making, but he got out of it and that won the game for them.
Right, but who gets the if you don't want to give it to Duran, who gets the win?
Robertson.
But who gets the save?
Who needs a save if you got the win?
Well, Bill, I get you. It's bookkeeping basically. I mean, really, at the end of the day, because the game has gone away from it, I don't even know wins and loss record for any pitcher. I'm serious. Like, if you ask me right now what Christopher Sanchez win-loss record is, I have no idea. I mean, I'm sure it's good because he's a good pitcher, but I don't know. Does he have 12 wins? Kyle, do you have any ideas? Anyone have any idea? 11, 10, 7?
No, I don't care.
15? I don't look. So I that stuff I don't care about. As far as it getting banned, it might get banned after the season. It's not banned now. That's the point. And that's like the way everyone is talking this week, including the enemies of the tush push. It's ridiculous. Like, you stop whining over it. I'm proud of what the Eagles have created here. Let's go out to Barry, who's up in Delaware. What's up, Barry?
Hey, boss. Sir Julio, thank you for giving me this time. I'm a first-time caller.
Hey, oh, Barry, welcome to the show, Barry. What do you got?
Mr. Douglas, man. Boss?
What I do? What I do, Barry?
Tell him, Barry.
Let me ask you a few questions. If the Chiefs were the one that invented this play and they continue to use it, do you think the NFL analyst, so-called expert ESPN, do you think they would talk about it? Hell yeah. No. If no, they will not talk about it because that's the Chiefs. If the Cleveland that doesn't never win a game, the Jets, all these teams that doesn't do good, if they are the one that continue to do this push, you think they would do it? No, there is one thing about this NFL, even the men that runs it, they never like Philadelphia Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem here is this. It's us, like Mr. Douglas, if there's a saying that said, whatever goes into your household, you are the only one that have the ability to sell it out.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't go out, nobody will know what's going on inside your household. For example, the same thing like Jalen Hurts. No matter what this boy play, because of the like Jody Cameron, whatever his name is, criticized. Even when the boy won a Super Bowl, he still criticized the boy that the quarterback is not good. So the way you sell your house, I blame this NFL stuff, but it comes back to us. Like we, the fans, the radio show, some of them. That doesn't even when you put the facts in fact. So this one right here, I'm with 100% with Mr. Julio. Push that push on their push until they can no longer breathe. Because we know this is it. For me, the more you get mad at something, the more I will show you why. If you have a problem with it, just defend it. You have big defense line. Why this thing has been almost three years or four years?
Of course it is. Barry, Barry.
Book him, Barry.
Barry, you've cooked on this call. Barry, you got to call again. That's a great phone call.
You know what,
Mr.
Barry?
Mr. Douglas.
Barry, you're right. And guess what has happened in the last 3 years that we've been doing it?
Mm.
We went to the Super Bowl.
Twice.
And we've won it. Mm-hmm. And now we're on the path to go to another. You know, I was telling you a story in the break, Joe, that is I think is relevant to this. I remember when I was working at ESPN, right? I was driving a pickup truck, bought a sports car. Mm-hmm. And I remember my wife telling me at the time, she was like, Hugh, I don't think you should have did that. And I was like, why? You know, because I came from a locker room where, you know, everybody drove nice cars. And she said, nobody wants to see you doing better than them. And I never understood that. I never understood it until I drove that car to work, and then people started looking at me crazy.
So I understand why you, as a team player at ESPN, probably want everyone to feel like you're one of the guys, right? One of the team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how people view the Eagles. I don't care.
You
empathized.
I don't care either. But I understand where they're coming from because this is what usually happens. Remember when the Patriots started on their dynasty? How everybody loved the Patriots. Till they start winning too much.
Yes. Now, then they became
and
hated.
And then they became hated.
Chiefs, the same thing.
The Chiefs, the same thing.
And that's the Eagles now.
The Eagles have sped up their time.
And you know what? We should be proud of it.
That's right.
That's why. I think it's very important. If we're going to make a run, we got to make it this year.
Wear it as a badge of honor.
I mean, Barry went down the list.
Oh,
man.
Barry's. We got to get Barry to call again. That's a good call.
You know what? I will say
this.
This
is crushing the camera.
Barry's accent was kind of heavy. I thought I had to ask Kyle, did he say what I thought he said?
No, Barry was on point. Barry's
no, he
good.
Was, but it just sounded like he said something earlier.
I mean, he scorched you.
Yeah, he crushed you. 215-592.
Oh, that's all y'all focus on?
90, yeah, 94-90. Okay. What else will
we're
we do?
Talking all right. About y'all.
Coming up, Elliot joins us. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls. We got a lot to talk about Elliot, about the offense, about the tush push, about the game against the Rams. All coming up, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
If your mattress has been playing soft lately, it's time to make a move. The Red Tag Clearance Event is on at the Mattress Warehouse, and the savings are serious, people. Now you can save up to 60% on top brands like Sealy, Serta, and Tempur-Pedic. Even better, floor models are up to 70% off while supplies last. Plus, you can score a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. Go to the Mattress Warehouse. Don't sleep on these deals, people. They won't be around forever. Shop the entire selection and find the location nearest you at TheMattressWarehouse.com. That's TheMattressWarehouse.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.